Here we go again. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for July the 6th, 2009. We will begin our session today with a invocation by Commissioner Alfred and the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Arnold. Will you stand?
Heads, Lord, we come before you.
Thank you. God bless America. Items under purchasing. Item A, approved specs for IFB, a term contract for road building materials for Jefferson County. Item B, award IFB for construction of softball field bathrooms and storage facilities at Ford Park to McGinnis. Construction in the amount of $484,000. Item C, award IFB for HVAC and capital equipment services and supplies for Jefferson County Disaster Relief to Galwin, Inc. Item D, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for IFB and capital equipment service and supplies for Jefferson County Disaster Relief to Galwin. Item E, award IFB for repair service installation of electrical systems for Jefferson County to Bridgefield Electric Services, Inc. and Lede Electrical, Inc. Execute and receive and file the acceptance of this offer with Bridgefield Electric. Item G, execute, receive, and file acceptance of that offer with Lede Electrical. Item H, consider and possibly approve professional service agreement with ICU Environmental for asbestos consulting service associated with Hurricane Ike home buyout program for samples of 39 homes at $50 per sample. Total cost $1,950. Item I, execute, receive, and file this professional service agreement with ICU. Item J, consider and possibly approve change order number 11. A decrease of the contingency balance by $7,330 to contract with SE Tech Construction Corporation for IFB renovation of Southeast Texas Regional Airport, rebid for the plumbing, fixtures, flush valves, auto sensors, and removal and replacement of overhead signs above the TSA screening area. The remaining contingency balance is $27,609.80. And item K has to do with the execution, receipt, and filing of that change order 11. Item L, consider and possibly approve change order 12, a decrease in the contingency balance of $1,627 to contract with CTEC Construction Corporation for the IFB for renovations. The remaining contingency balance is $25,982.80. Then item M is the execution, receipt, and filing of that change order 12. Item N, approved specs for IFB on bridge replacement projects for Hildebrandt Road and Hildebrandt Bayou. Item O, consider and possibly approve professional service agreement with Carolyn Blackman, Inc. for engineering and scientific consulting services for the implementation of portions of the regional stormwater management program and permit compliance for the Texas Pollutant Discharge Elimination System Phase 2 Stormwater Discharge Permit. And finally, item P, execute and receive and file this professional agreement with Carol and Blackman. Is there a motion on these items? Have a motion. Second to a discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. County commissioners, item A, I would move to table that issue and leave the burn ban in effect. Item B, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a power of attorney authorizing UC Express to represent the county in unemployment compensation claims before the Texas Workforce Commission. Item C, consider and possibly approve an application for grant funds by the Jefferson County Drug Intervention Court for the period of September 1, 2009 till August 31, 2010. No matching funds by the county are required. Item D, receive, file, and execute intergovernmental agreement between Jefferson County and the following entities in connection with Office of Rural Community Affairs Round 1 Disaster Grant Funding. One, Sabine Neches Navigation District. Two, Lower Neches Valley Authority. Three, Sabine Pass Port Authority. Four, West Jefferson County Municipal Water District. Five, Jefferson County Drainage District number 7. Six, Jefferson County Water Control and Improvement District number 10. Seven, LaBelle Finette VFD. Item eight, or number eight, is Drainage District number 6. Nine, Cardinal Meadows Improvement District. 10, Creek Volunteer Fire Department. And 11, China Volunteer Fire Department. Item E is consider authorizing the county judge to execute an assignment of easement from Jefferson County to Jefferson County Drainage District number 7 for the purpose of flood control and improving drainage in the Central Gardens area. In this regard, I'm going to turn item E over to Commissioner Domain for further follow-up.
If I may, Judge, let me make the
motion first that we approve
all the items under County Commissioner.
Also. Thank you.
Thank you. As Mr. Demain stated, my name is Ralph Mitchell. I'm the project manager for Drainage District 7. And we've been working with Precinct 2 since about 93 on the Central Gardens area. Just to give a brief overview, it's only part of several projects that are going on at this time. It was the result of a master study we did in 99. We've already worked with TxDOT in upgrading the bridge at Westport Arthur Road, which was a major break into the flow of water from the Central Gardens 69 area. We've already completed phase one of the Rodier Gully improvements, which took in from Westport Arthur Road to Cloverdale area. The cost for that was about $640,000. We are now in the process of working out phase two for this next upcoming budget year. That'll take in from the end of phase one at McBride Bridge up to our Rodier Gully Lateral 3. The cost on that is around $600,000. We've been working with the county proper, as Mr. Domain stated, with the grant money for improvements to our Rodier Gullies Lateral 3 and 3A. And we are hoping that that will come to the table in the near future for construction. Recently, we also just completed the Central Gardens outfall. It goes from 1st Avenue to 9th Avenue. It was a major construction. It sent an outfall where we were having impedance moving towards Rodier Gully. This actually reversed about 100 acres, 72 acres, and sends it to the Neches Riverside. We've completed phase one. The county is in the process of working towards completion of phase two, which will be the roadside laterals. The Highland Ditch Siphon system came into effect a year and a half ago for the concept of it. And what it had to do with was we've had major repeated floodings in the Madison, California, Houston Avenue area flooding, Central Gardens Boulevard. Due to pipeline constrictions, due to power line constrictions, due to a large problem with trying to reverse flow to the Lamar area, we come up with an idea that will remove approximately 33% of the water out of the lower section of the Central Gardens area. The solve for this is there'll be two siphons. One will be a small overtopping weir, and we will have approximately it's around 400 or 500 feet of new canal system going in place or being modified. The cost for this right now, the estimate's between $420,000 and $450,000. This will also help relieve the Central Gardens ditch system, which also drains that area. Our portion of this project is basically the construction and the maintenance and the upkeep of the canal. With the ongoings of this project, we asked Precinct 2 if they'd go in with us with attaining the easement required to proceed with this system, and that's where we sit today. Do you have any questions? Total improvements for Rodier Gully will proceed all the way to Highway 69. We're in the right-of-way phase of that section at this time. You're welcome.
Judge, it was Cheeks Volunteer Fire Department, I think.
Let's also be thankful to Lamar University and those organizations that recognize the value of air service and the appearance of the terminal and are willing to step forward and to make this gracious effort for us.
Consider approved budget transfer for the treasurer. Judge, just... We were going to have, I'd scheduled or asked for a workshop immediately following court. Today, it was a joint presentation between Jose and myself, and Jose is out sick this afternoon, or actually all day, so we're going to put this off until next week at the court's pleasure.